Welcome to episode 893 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Zephaniah was a prophet in the Old Testament and the author of the book of Zephaniah, one of the 12 minor prophets. His name means Yahweh has hidden or protected, which is particularly resonant considering the themes of judgment and protection found in his prophecies. Zephaniah is uniquely identified in the Bible with more genealogical detail than most other prophets. According to the opening verse in his book, he is the son of Cushi, grandson of Gedaliah, great-grandson of Amariah, and the great-great-grandson of Hezekiah. This lineage suggests that he might have been of noble descent, possibly even linked to the royal line of Judah, if this Hezekiah was indeed King Hezekiah, though this is not explicitly confirmed. Zephaniah prophesied during the reign of King Josiah of Judah, around 640 to 609 BC. This was a time of significant religious reform in Judah, initiated by Josiah, who sought to rid Judah of idolatry and restore the worship of Yahweh. Zephaniah's prophecies supported this religious reformation by emphasizing the return to Yahweh and warning of divine judgment not only on Judah, but also on surrounding nations. The setting of his ministry in the pre-exilic period of Jerusalem places him in a context where Assyrian power was diminishing and Babylonian threats were on the rise. His prophecies reflect an acute awareness of the socio-political and spiritual corruption that could lead to Judah's downfall. Traditional views on Zephaniah focus on his role as a prophet during Josiah's reign, often considering his prophecies as part of the spiritual impetus for Josiah's reforms. Zephaniah's messages are seen as pivotal in attempting to steer the nation back to adherence to their covenant with God amid widespread apostasy and moral decline. The book of Zephaniah, though brief, casts a profound shadow that reaches into the New Testament, pointing to Jesus with its themes of judgment, renewal, and the promise of a Savior. Zephaniah's major theme is the Day of the Lord, a concept that permeates his prophecies. This day is characterized by judgment against sin and the eventual renewal of the righteous. Zephaniah 1, verses 14 to 16, describes this day as near, great, and filled with wrath and distress. Verse 18, "Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his jealousy, the whole world will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth. Men trust in silver and gold, but it will do them no good on the day of God's judgment." Similarly, Jesus speaks of a day of judgment when he will return to judge the nations. Just as Zephaniah called Judah to repentance in anticipation of this day, Jesus calls us to readiness through repentance and faith, emphasizing that this day will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. Zephaniah 2, verse 3. "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger." Zephaniah highlights the role of a remnant, a humble and lowly group who trust in the name of the Lord. Jesus, during his earthly ministry, continually reached out to the humble, the meek, and those who were poor in spirit. He embodied humility, becoming the cornerstone of salvation for all who would come to him in faith, paralleling Zephaniah's vision where the meek and humble are the bearers of hope and renewal. Zephaniah 3, verses 9 to 10 speaks of a pure language and people serving God with one accord from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. This foreshadows the universal scope of Jesus' gospel, which extends salvation to all nations, not just to Israel. In Matthew 28, verse 19, Jesus commands his disciples to make disciples of all nations, emphasizing that the gospel is inclusive and global, much like Zephaniah's vision of a diverse people united in worship. Zephaniah 3, verse 19 predicts a reversal of fortunes for those who have suffered, promising a time of gathering and restoration. This foreshadows the victory and eternal joy that Jesus offers his followers. Zephaniah 3, verse 17, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." This verse rejoices in a God who saves, who rejoices over his people, and renews them in his love. This verse beautifully parallels the mission of Jesus, who came to bring justice to the oppressed and joy to the brokenhearted. Jesus embodies this prophetic vision, showing that true joy and justice are found in his presence and salvation. Zephaniah pronounces judgment on the oppressors and corrupt within Jerusalem and the surrounding pagan nations. This theme is resonant in Jesus' denunciations of religious leaders of his day, who oppress the people with legalistic practices, ignoring weightier matters: justice, mercy, and faith. Jesus, like Zephaniah, warns of the consequences of such hypocrisy and injustice. Zephaniah's emphasis on justice and mercy is a clarion call to Christians today. As followers of Christ, who came not to condemn the world but to save it through his mercy, we are called to emulate this divine balance in our daily interactions. This means advocating for justice wherever oppression exists, while also extending mercy and forgiveness to those who wrong us, just as Christ has done for us. The prophet's message to turn back to God and avoid impending judgment resonates with Jesus' call to repentance, made during his ministry. For contemporary Christians, this means actively examining our lives in light of God's word, repenting for our failures, and renewing our commitment to live according to Christ's teachings. This process is not a one-time act, but a continuous journey of spiritual growth and maturation. Zephaniah's call for community solidarity, especially in times of trouble, mirrors Jesus's commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves. In today's fragmented world, building strong, supportive Christian communities where members bear one another's burdens and encourage one another in faith is essential. Such communities can serve as refuges of hope and beacons of Christ's love in a broken world. Just as Zephaniah looked forward to the day of the Lord as ultimate vindication and joy for the faithful, Christians anticipate Christ's second coming. This hope should not lead to passive waiting, but should energize efforts to live out the gospel, impacting the world through our faith and actions. It's a call to be active participants in God's redemptive plan, working to bring about glimpses of God's kingdom here and now. The message of hope in Zephaniah, culminating in the joyous reunion and restoration of God's people, is a powerful metaphor for the eternal life promised in Christ. As people of hope, Christians are called to live in a manner that reflects this future assurance, spreading hope through acts of kindness, words of encouragement, and lives of integrity. In a world still fraught with injustice, violence, and despair, the prophetic words of Zephaniah remain profoundly relevant. They remind us of the urgency of our mission and the importance of our testimony in living out the values of the kingdom of God. Each act of justice, each gesture of mercy, and each step in humility is a testament to the transformative power of the gospel. Zephaniah closes with a promise of restoration for the afflicted and a return to purity and peace for Jerusalem. Jesus' teachings and his resurrection promise a future restoration of all things. He speaks of the renewal of the world, where righteousness dwells and where peace is everlasting. As Zephaniah's prophecies unfold, they reveal a pattern of God's dealings with humanity that culminates in the life and work of Jesus. Jesus not only fulfills the specific prophecies of judgment and salvation, but also embodies the themes of humility, justice, joy, and ultimate restoration that Zephaniah so powerfully anticipates. This exploration of Zephaniah enriches our understanding of Jesus' multifaceted role as judge, savior, and king, and inspires us to deeper faith and obedience as we await his glorious return. Zephaniah stands out among the prophets for his royal lineage, his timing during Josiah's reformative reign, and his focus on judgment and hope. His prophecies offer a dual message of warning and hope, aiming to ignite a reform in religious practices and moral conduct. His legacy is that of a stern voice calling for repentance and promising restoration, themes that echo through the ages and find relevance in various cultural and historical contexts. Father, as Zephaniah called his people to awareness and action, may his words stir us to deeper commitment and bolder witness for your kingdom. Help us to live each day with the anticipation of your return, serving faithfully as your ambassadors. Strengthen us by your Spirit to stand firm in faith, abound in hope, and abound in love until the day we see you face to face. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.